Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. From the Kansas Expo Center in Topeka, Kansas, this is Mason Jar, your unbiased announcer, with a big, big welcome to the 27th annual meeting of KPOW. Yes, K-P-O-W, Kalimba Players of the World. Tonight's thrilling event, the finals in a month-long competition to determine the best kalimbaist in the universe. Two men who have never met before will soon be playing lilting melodies on their respective kalimbas in an effort to take home the much-coveted first-place trophy and the recognition that goes with it, Champion of Champions. Returning to the spotlight for the fourth consecutive year will be our three-time champ, Herbert Kudnicks, who will represent the eastern half of the United States. As you know, Herbert hails from Steubenville, Ohio, and has mesmerized audiences far and wide with his expertise and his flawless thumb work. Incidentally, he's a big favorite to win his fourth crown in a row, an unprecedented happening in the annals of KPOW. His opponent is a little-known kalimba player, Ronaldo Martini-Grivinsky, a Russian-born American Indian who will represent the western half of the United States. Grivinsky now resides in Iberia, Missouri, a small town nestled among the rocks in Miller County, just a stone's throw from Tuscumbia and Brumley. Now, all we've been able to find out about him is that he is rather old and shriveled up. And now, for the edification of our listeners who might be tuning in for the first time, I would like to describe a kalimba to you. It is a small handheld instrument with silver-colored tong-like things of different lengths attached to the top part of the instrument. Kalimbas are made in South Africa and are sometimes called an African piano or a thumb piano, because the performer uses his thumbs to stroke the silver-colored tong-like things. Now, there are no sharps or flats on a kalimba. This does limit the kind of tunes that can be played, but in spite of that, the sounds that emanate from a kalimba can be breathtaking. Now, remember, there are three rounds. The last round is the most important. We'll get into that just a little bit later. I do want to remind you, too, you at home, that each performer is placed in an isolation booth. He cannot hear what his opponent does. He cannot hear how the audience reacts. All he knows is that he must do his best in order to win. Let's see, what else do I have here in the way of notes? Oh, you have heard and read about the controversy of the acoustics here at the Kansas Expo Center. We'd like you folks at home to be the judge. Well, this is my 13th year to be chosen as your unbiased announcer, and this year we are proud to include in our judges panel KRAP Radio's own chief announcer, Les Padiza. But now I see that the house lights have dimmed, and as usual, the reigning champion will play first. Here is Herbert Kudnicks. Stars, I hope you folks all heard that big smasheroo ending to Brother John. The audience is certainly appreciative, and yours truly has never heard a finish like that before. Now, 2 years ago, Herbert played this same tune, but has now added an ending that is sure to make history. He has once again demonstrated that he is not one to sit on his laurels, but rather one who will continually strive to enhance his virtuosity on his chosen instrument. And now, the challenger, Ronaldo Martini-Grivinsky. Heard a kalimba played in a manner that is totally different from anything that has been heard before. Listen to that audience. I believe they sense an upset in the making, and I certainly concur. I don't know if the audience will ever quiet down enough so that we can continue with round two. Well, now it's time for round two. And once again, the champion, Herbert Quidnix. So there you have London Bridge is falling down, and the crowd is not buying it. They are also not buying Herbert's effort to make points by using the same ending as he did on Brother John. Well, now let's continue round two with the challenger, Mr. Gravinsky. Now there's a glissando to end all glissandos. I honestly believe that we've been privy to another history-making event. Certainly no one in the past has dared to attempt such a run on a dumb little old kalimba. But now, ladies and gentlemen, we come to the third round, and those in our audience, as well as myself, may have forgotten that this is the most important round of all. For round three, each contestant is given the name of a song to play. It's the same song, and then allowed 10 seconds to actually start playing the number. And in the past, this is where Herbert What's-His-Name has blown away his opponent with his uncanny knack of playing the tune as though he owned it. Well, the champion has been given the name of the song to play, and he's ready. The audience, in a fairly decent gesture, has recognized that Quidnix did manage to play My Blue Heaven with no mistakes. Now, Ronaldo is being told the name of the song, and he's ready. Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, this has been the most extraordinary event I have ever witnessed. There's no doubt in my mind and in the minds of our audience that a new champion will be crowned here tonight. And now here's my good friend, chief announcer Les Padiza.
Well, Mason, this has certainly been a big night, and I just hope that you are ready to announce the winner. Here it is.
Thanks, Les. Ladies and gentlemen, the challenger, Ronaldo Martini-Gravinsky, has been disqualified, and the winner and still champion of Kapow is Herbert Quidnicks. Les, what on earth has happened? You and I both know that this is a serious miscarriage of justice. How can they possibly disqualify Gravinsky?
Well, Mason, I have the answer right here in my hand. I managed to get a copy of the rules book. And just look here on page 91, rule number 77, paragraph 3.
A Russian-born American Indian is not eligible to compete in any event sponsored by Kapow.
Oh, what on earth? Well, Mason, take a closer look. Notice that the ink is still wet. Does that make you suspicious?
Plus
this disturbing fact, Mason. The rules committee is from Steubenville, Ohio.
Gosh, Les, that ties it. I smell a rat, and something's rotten in Denmark.
You got it, Mason.
Oh, what are we going to do, Les? We can't allow this to end this way.
Now, don't panic, Mason. Remember the power of the people. Those who protested to a raise in pay for Congress can right or wrong any time they want to. Just ask your listeners to write in or call in who they think should have won this contest. I have a feeling they won't let you down.
Gosh, Les, that's a keen idea. You know something, Les?
What's that?
I used to wonder why you were made chief announcer at KRP Radio, but not anymore. You got a real head on your shoulders.
That's what I'm paid for.
Thanks, Les.
That's okay, kid. Now go ahead and close off the show.
And so, to the strains of Chopsticks, the adopted theme song of Kapow, we bring to a close the 27th annual contest to find the best kalimba player in the world. A contest that, I might add, seems to have ended on a sour note. But what about you at home? Who do you think should have won? Your comments would be welcome. We hope to hear from you soon. Until next time, this is your unbiased announcer, Mason Jar, bidding you good night and Godspeed.